case number 11131, William and Kimberly Sharp, south of Road 22, Long Neck Road, northeast of Brockton Pass, being unit B12-5 within Fairfield at Long Neck Development, a variance from the required separation requirement between units.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening, sir.
How are you?
Good.
I'm all new to this, so.
Just take your time, we'll try to work with you.
To get set up, well. Can you state your name and address for the record?
William E. Sharp III, 192 Camp Stewart Road, Coatesville, PA.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
All right, sir.
I have, it's long, Fairfield at Long Neck. Me and my wife purchased the unit October of last year. I believe the units, just from talking to some residents there, I believe the development, I call it development, I believe the complex was started in 2003, 2004 by Anderson Homes. Mm-hmm. And some units had extras such as porches and decks, screen rooms, so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. Back in 2009, three decks were approved. Due to setbacks, they had to go the same route that me and my wife are going. And I have some pictures because some of the architecture blueprints and surveys and stuff that we got don't really show it by the eye. But I can plead my case here showing how our unit is as well as the others that were approved in 2009.
You can hand them down to the secretary, if you would, please. She'll get them to us.
To move that, sorry. Thank you.
On the pictures there, I don't know how to pronounce their last name. It's Rosenfeld? Not too sure, but if that's the right if I'm pronouncing it right. But they're roughly like 3 feet less distance. We have 3 feet more in between our buildings. There's seven units to a building, and our buildings are seven long, and then there's like seven behind us, and most of our back of our unit faces the parking lot where we can look across Long Neck Road and see Mariner's Cove. Mm-hmm. And just a very little bit hits the corner of the building. That's why we had to get a variance, where the pictures show you there that back in 09 it would come through the board and got approved. Their whole 10 by 20 deck is right in the middle of, it's directly aside. It sets in with the building, the whole thing, where we're more open than we are indirect with the building behind us. Mm-hmm. And we have, there's 42.8 feet, the surveyor, Miller and Lewis is who we had to hire to do the survey. It's 42.8 feet. And with the deck added, because you're only allowed, it's an HOA community, you're only allowed a 10 by 20 deck. Everything's uniform, you know, color siding, what wood you use, so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. So with the deck added, it'll be 32.8. Now, I don't know the dimensions of, I had it, measured it out, what the others had when they got approved, but I didn't bring it with me tonight. But
okay. Are there, we're waiting for the pictures to come down. Are there? questions from members of the board? We'll start down on this end with Mr. Rickards.
Roy, what size deck did you say you want?
I'm saying a 10 by 20.
It's a
10 by 20 wide,
okay.
But 10 by 10 is open, like in the one set of pictures that I have, and the other 10 by 10 section would be screened in with a roof over top of it, with the siding matching the building with downspouts to be uniform with the rest of the complex.
So what you're saying, the rest of the complex is 10 by 20s?
Not totally screened in, but that's the max that our HOA allows us to have.
Second floor, it's going to be anyway.
Yes, we're only allowed 10 out, 10 feet out,
right.
20 feet wide.
I got you.
But there's no units in there that have a full 10 by 20 roof over the whole thing.
Got you.
It's kind of split half and half. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Workman? So you're going to have a deck. Half is going to be screened, the other half is going to be open.
Yes, just like the Finley's picture.
Okay.
I put Finley residence name on there. It's going to be
same thing,
identical.
Like that one.
Yes.
Okay.
Except our building's gray. I don't know if, I think their building's gray too.
But yours will have a roof over the total.
Yes, just like the Finley's pictures, yep. I mean, everything's got to be through the HOA. I mean, I had to have to get a letter of approval from Sussex County. I mean, I got the letter from HOA to bring it this far, and then if it gets approved tonight, then they need documentation. Well, of course, I could probably get a permit. That's what you do.
Right.
And then, of course, they would be inspecting it all the way along, too, to make sure the community stays together.
Right.
So you're saying you don't have any documentation from HOA?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay.
I have a letter.
We'll need that.
Pardon me?
We'll need that.
I got it for the, it was on the permit plan when I come for the permit. Give me 1 minute.
It's okay. Just take your time.
Not a formal
you can.
Thank you.
Okay.
There's not a formal letterhead because we just switched management companies. But we were through
what was the name of Bob?
I can't think of the name. It was a gentleman named Doug Nichols. Seascape Management. Seascape Management is who the management company was. We just changed over to, I don't know how to pronounce, Ligman? I don't have it written down. They just switched it here last month. But I didn't get a letterhead, but Patty Shaw sent us an email right there, and
okay. She
is our HOA president.
Okay.
Sir, somebody builds another one. Would that be on the backside of theirs or be toward yours? If another apartment?
No. I got you. Would you like to see the site plan?
I mean, you just say, you got yours here. Does this guy want to build one? Is it going to be toward you or be on the opposite side of the buildings?
No. Seven buildings run just as this
table
okay. here. And where Mr. Callaway is another seven that run that way, but I'm offset to the parking lot more.
Okay.
The one picture in there shows the neighbor's deck, how their deck is. Okay. If we looked out our kitchen window to the far right, we would see their deck in one of those pictures.
Okay, I saw that, yes.
Yes. Okay. So nobody can build a deck behind, you know, on the end, on the end unit.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, Mr. Sharp, you've given us pictures and addressed that other decks have been built in this community with variances, so apparently they have addressed the standards for granting a variance, but I haven't heard you address those standards. Can you address those for us?
Now, I'm all new to this. I'm not a lawyer. Standards as far as...
Did you fill out the application?
Yes, I did.
Did you remember signing a paper saying that you understood the standards for granting a variance and you understood you had to convince this board you met those standards? If you're not prepared to do that, then we can allow you to come back in a couple of weeks and address them.
I'll give you time, sir.
Pardon me?
I said I would give you time if you...
No, I live too far away. I took off work to come today. I'm meeting the standards by the HOA. I mean, there's no unique circumstances. The HOA lets homeowners build the decks in the Fairfield community. They're pre-engineered.
Okay, what's unique about the property or the situation that... requires you to have a variance?
What, can you repeat that again?
What is unique about the property or the situation that you need a variance and it can't otherwise be developed in strict conformity?
I don't think any, it's not unique because...
Okay, there's five standards and you have to convince us that you meet those five standards. That's one of them. You ready for the other four? Or would you like to come back in a couple of weeks?
Give me 1 minute, please.
Sure.
With the standards on it, asking.
I got so much paperwork.
See if the secretary.
It's been a year long.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the questions, and you need to answer those questions. You will need to have a unique circumstance, so you may want to...
Is there anything in that answer that I wrote? No.
No. That you need to have a unique... you might want to think about it more and come back.
If you like, we can... we can move your case to the end of the hearing and give you time to think about those and address them, or if you'd like to come back another time.
We meet again at the end of the month.
But we have a lot of cases that are waiting to be heard, so if you don't mind, a decision would be appreciated.
I guess if I can wait to the end, because okay. I would like to wrap it up tonight if I
okay.
could.
Sure. Do you understand? You understand what is required of you. You have to convince us that you meet all five of those standards.
Okay, I'll give me some time to
okay.
think about it and
okay.
do my best.
Sure.
Thank you.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we move case number 11,131 to the end of the agenda to finish the hearing.
Second.
Mr. Mills, the only thing I'd wonder is if we had anybody else who was here before or against, if they wanted to speak up now or...
Sure.
Okay. Yep. I don't know how the chairman wants to handle that, but...
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Thank you.
Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none? Then I'll entertain. I have a motion by Mr. Mills.
So
my second to that?
That's my previous motion. Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and second by Mr. Hudson that we move case number 11,131 to the end of the agenda for this evening.
Mr. Chairman, I think that in looking out in the audience, they want it noted that there was one person in favor.
Oh, okay, sir. Can you have a So all those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
And all opposed, the motion carried. Okay, we'll move it to the end.
Mr. Sharp, if you like, there's a table in the back, and you can go back there.